Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today. Oh, the things that we're learning, the things that enhance our healing and our well-being. Thank you. We praise you. Thank God for ministers of the gospel. Yeah, I remember that. Thank you. Yes, thank you. I'll do it again. And this man, Donald Colbert, medical doctor, Mary Colbert, Rhema graduate. Yes. Amen. Glory to God. Ministers of the gospel. I remember, and we're talking about the book that Dr. Colbert has just written, this hot off the press, Healthy Gut Zone. This area here has to do with everything alive. God created everything to be nourished, to live. He created it that way. I mean, He created it, and He's a good God. So everything He created was good. Now, we're the ones that foul it up. But He created it good. It was good. And He saw that it was very good. Then He saw something that wasn't all that good. The man was by himself, needed a woman. And so, a woman. So at handmade, took a rib and made this gorgeous thing. Don't you know she was so beautiful and so fine that Adam walked away from what he knew in order to keep her. Anyway, my whole point is this. When Adam's body was created, it was exactly like God. God needed a body. Then Jesus, born of a woman, born of God. And the Scripture says He is the second and last Adam. Now, when we get to heaven and we see Adam and Jesus, we're going to be astonished. They're going to look exactly alike. They look exactly alike. They're the same size. Everything. Amen. So, now, this book that the Spirit of God has written through this apostle of healing. Remember when the Lord said that to you through me?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's about 20 years ago.
Yeah. I was at your place.
Right.
And standing in your kitchen.
Right. I remember that.
I was standing there and I heard the word. You tell him and you lay your hands on him and you say this to him. That he is an apostle of healing. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so God, why? God has sent Dr. Donald Colbert to the body of Christ, to us, to bring God's truth concerning this body and the things that we can do, the things that we, as we aid. Now, just before they turned the camera on, I heard this. You have to read this in faith.
Yes, you do.
Yes. Right.
Now, how many times do you suppose the word faith is used in the New Testament? I don't know. I'm going to find out. Mm-hmm. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. You're born of God. Amen? You're born of God. God's own offspring. And everyone that loves Him, that was born, loves Him also that's born of Him. By this we know we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. For this is loving God, that we keep His commandments. His commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Who is he that overcomes cancer? We do.
Amen.
Because we have faith in God. Mm-hmm. So now, I have to read this in faith. Because the same Spirit that wrote this Bible, wrote this. Because He's the one that called Dr. Colbert to go into medicine. Mm-hmm. He's the one that called him to do it. Mm-hmm. I don't think you really intended to do that in the beginning,
did
you?
No, I didn't.
He was a guitar picker and a muscle guy.
Yeah, right. It worked out. Yes.
Yeah. And I remember those power guys. I didn't remember him being one of them.
Well, that's one of the very first. When John Jacobs went to ORU with me, yeah. We used to work out. He was my workout partner at Oral Roberts University.
John Jacob is the one that I met, but I probably met you and didn't remember.
Well, no, it was just the two of them. They go into high school at ORU.
The very beginning.
Those guys
do the old phone book deal. Yeah. But you have to read this in faith. Because what Dr. Donald Colbert has put in here has come not only from what he has learned in medicine, in all forms of medicine,
right.
In order to learn this body, in order to teach you and me what to do with it. But I've known this man for a lot of years, and he's a man of faith.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Everything he does is by faith. He believes God, prays in the Spirit, and believes God before he does anything. That's the reason he is so prolific in writing books to help us. They just flow out of him the way these letters flowed out of the men of God that wrote these. It's the same process. So faith will work as we read this the same as it will as
Amen.
We read this. So you talk.
Well, what I found, again, so many Christians, their God is their belly. And the Holy Spirit wants everyone to know that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
I was just thinking about that.
And the thing is this, instead of, we have to repent of literally making our belly our gods and choosing the wrong foods. We are unknowingly inviting diseases into our bodies. Galatians 6, 7 and 8 says, God is not mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you will also reap.
That's
he who
right.
sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, destruction, cancer,
yeah.
arthritis. All diseases literally are from sowing to the flesh. But he who sows to the Spirit will have life and life everlasting. So how do we make that transition from our body or our belly being our God to being literally out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water? Well, again, we've got to get in the Word. We've got to not just get the Word, we've got to learn the Word, we've got to speak the Word, and we've got to use our imagination to activate our faith.
Let me plug this in here. Christians everywhere call this the Word of God. It is. But not being covenant-minded, every time I hear the words, the Word of God, I think about His bond. He's not a man that he should lie. If he said it, it's true. This is a copy of two blood covenants. First one in the blood mm-hmm. of animals, and then that progressed into the blood of a man through Amen. Circumcision, and then the second covenant in the blood of Jesus, or the blood of God. So this, the Word, when you're in the Word, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word mm-hmm. of God. You begin to realize everything He said in here has power. So everything that the Lord led you to talk about in that book has power.
Especially, Brother Copeland, if people are struggling with IBS, acid reflux, GERD, ulcers and ulcerating colitis, celiac disease, Crohn's disease, bacterial and fungal overgrowth, autoimmune diseases, brain-related conditions. It goes on and
on. Depression, anxiety, autism, you know, just all kind, even obesity, we now see links back to the gut. ADHD, hyperactivity in kids, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, dementia, it all has a root in the gut. What's so amazing, they find that people with Alzheimer's disease generally have leaky gut. They have elevated, I talk about LPS from saturated fats, you know, that lard, that butter, that cream, literally causes these lipopolysaccharides from gram-negative bacteria to hide and ride on these saturated fats, and they create what we call a leaky brain, so that Alzheimer's patients have three times the amount of lipopolysaccharides that create inflammation, but it's in the brain. And so we're learning there's a huge gut brain connection with depression, with anxiety, with all of these issues that deal with the brain. You deal with the gut first and foremost.
Now, we believe in faith. We believe in the Word of God. And hey, you can pray over your food, and if you can turn water into wine, that's awesome. You know, if you have that kind of faith. But I think the majority of people don't have that ability to turn water into wine. So what you are putting into your body matters. Amen. It matters. It matters in every way. I mean, you pray over it and bless it that it will cause no harm, but you can't knowingly be putting in like a plane. He couldn't go over and put water into his jets. And
or gasoline into your jet aircraft. You couldn't put gas in
you
there.
You can't do that. And then, he could do it by faith. Well, I'm just going to believe this water's going to turn
when I first started training, the first large jet that I was training on was a four-engine Lockheed Jetstar. And my instructor was a Christian man. And we first got there, and then he knew who I was and on television and all that. And it was interesting, our first day in there, and he went through a lot of stuff. And he said, "Now, you have any more questions?" And I said, "No." He said, "I do, and let's talk about tithing." So he was really interested in that. Now, this came across his thinking, and he said it to me. You can't be a fool and use your faith where good procedure is concerned.
Amen.
Now, I already knew that because the Lord had previously really put that to me. You don't mess around when you fly. You don't listen to anything. There are other people that get in there and listen to radio and stuff while they're flying. No, never. I don't ever do that. And so, and then I said, no, I use my faith, but not in place of.
That's good.
I remember the thing that came out of my mouth. I said, I use my faith, but my faith does not replace my checklist.
Good.
My faith is important, but so is that checklist. That checklist is put in proper order. You check it off in order. The manufacturer decided that after a lot of testing. You do it in order. You don't leave out an item, even if you have memorized the checklist. You go back and you do it item by item by item. Many, many crashes have occurred, particularly in large airplanes, just because somebody didn't set the flaps where it needed to be and kill a bunch of people, including themselves. So the faith cannot do away with the checklist.
Well, that's why I have in there checklists of foods that damage the gut.
That's it.
And the number one food is usually sugar. That's one of the number one foods.
That's really the culprit, isn't it?
Yeah, but
in
also
most cases.
And what happened to me, again, I'm speaking from 35 years of experience, And I used to get horrible sinus infections, but I was inviting sinus infections into my body by the foods I was choosing because I love cheese. Our body is not designed to eat but a little teeny amount of cheese. Why? Cheese has a protein in it that's casein A1. Most all dairy cows have casein A1 and casein A2. It's the casein A1 that's inflammatory and mucus producing. Well, it just so, it swells the lining of the sinuses and the turbinates in the nose, creates congestion, mucus buildup where the mucus can't exit properly, gets thick and infected, and boom, sinus infections, ear infections. How many patients and kids and adults I've treated over the years by having them lay dairy on the altar? You say, how long? I got to have dairy, they say. I got to. That's one of the most important foods. No, it's not.
No,
dairy is highly inflammatory to most people. Now, if you eat goat cheese or feta cheese, that's not nearly as inflammatory as cow's milk with casein A1. And also, it inflames the gut. I have seen so many gut issues by eating cheese and wheat.
One thing I learned recently, and I think this is very important for the women to hear, is I was talking with Don, and some of the knowledge he has is just as amazing, because sometimes he doesn't tell everything. He just learns and reads and goes to seminars. So he's this wealth of information. I said, Don, help me understand children. You know, they come here perfect, and you know, they haven't sinned, they haven't done anything, I know that, but yet we'll see issues with babies and children. Like, for example, you know, Don, help me understand type 1 diabetes in children. What is it? He said, Mary, if mamas would breast milk.
Would breastfeed.
Breastfeed. You would see type 1 diabetes in children plummet.
One thing we find.
One thing.
Yes. One thing we find with a lot, not everyone with type 1 diabetes in children, infancy, many of these kids are develop, again, there's the word again, leaky gut, increased intestinal permeability, because they're not meant to have the big milk protein from cows, from mama's milk. It's totally different.
So it flips an autoimmune reaction in their body, and it creates type 1 diabetes.
It sets the stage for type 1 diabetes, not in every child.
So that does completely away with generational curses.
That's exactly right.
Inviting it in.
Well, the Lord dealt with me about that a long time ago. He said, there are no such things as that. He said, the way you were raised is what you do.
Right.
So if the devil is able to get something in there, then your parents teach it to you, then you teach it to your parents, then and so forth down the line. It's the same devil, he just stayed. So it's not just because it's a different generation, it's because you learned what you learned from your parents.
Absolutely. That's like me. I was born in Mississippi in the South. I was taught to eat, if you had beans or butter beans, there was bacon grease in there.
Well,
they
had sure.
Sheep. My mom would literally have a coffee cup, big coffee cup, full of bacon grease.
Well, sure. You're supposed to.
And
have
she
that.
Would put two or three
on
or four tablespoons right there
that's
in
right.
All the beans. All the food had to have bacon grease in it.
That's what made everything taste good.
Well, my mother had a large mason
jar
right there on the stove. So she fried the bacon and poured the grease off, and it just turned into that nasty looking old yellow looking stuff. And then she would take what she did yesterday and take a big gob of that and make gravy and put it on biscuits.
My dad, when I was a little boy, used to make me eat the fat.
Your arteries off the were full of plastic.
but these are habits we developed as kids. We would get cornbread. I mean, cornbread was our main bread
well,
we would eat.
Absolutely.
And then after dinner, everyone would get a dessert. My mom would make great cakes and pies, but I didn't like it. I didn't like the bacon grease. I didn't like the cornbread. My dad would make me eat the fat off the steak. You clean every bite off that plate. And literally, he'd make me eat, and I would be gagging on that fat on my body. It was repel.
I just hated it.
Repel. But then I had to rethink this, and I said, wait a sec. I have been taught wrong. A lot of the people that are sick and from the Southwest, they're raised many times on Mexican food. Lots of beans, lots of peas, lots of lentils, lots of flour, lots of queso, lots of corn tortillas. That's why there's such an obesity problem in Texas. It usually leads the country in obesity because they're corn-fed. We feed corn to our cattle, to our pigs to fatten them up. There's nothing that fattens you up more than corn. So, but I'm eating popcorn. It's still going to fatten you up, okay? Corn is corn because why? Not only because of the nature of corn. It's almost all genetically modified, yeah. About 94% yeah. genetically modified.
So what do you get if you have something sweetened with corn syrup?
You're going to get fat.
It's just sugar.
You are going to get lots of firmicutes, bad bacteria in your gut that's going to make you extract more calories from your food and be addicted to super sweetness and more corn. You literally start to crave these foods. They don't allow genetically modified foods in countries like Greece.
You just reminded me of something. You know, Carlo, Yvonne's dad that was with us for about 18 years. He was with the Olympic Committee for 18 years.
Sharp guy. Very good.
And I asked him about it. I said, man, why is it when I eat my food, that so much of it turns into excess weight? He said, you have what was used to be called a perfect body. I said, you got to be kidding me. No. He said, to an Olympic athlete, he said, your body extracts more calories from your food to burn, but you're not burning them. Well, to an Olympic athlete, you're burning everything you eat and then some.
Right.
That makes a difference, but when you don't do anything, you know, here it goes.
That's right.
So I had to correct it through what Yvonne has taught me, and he designs every meal I eat. The calories are what they should be, and I exercise hard. I work out hard.
That's so critical that most Christians aren't doing. We're
and
not.
And let me tell you something else that he did. He got the salt shaker. He said, you're done with this.
Amen. Praise God. Why do we have so much high blood pressure, church? It's real simple. It's because we eat too much food, too much belly fat, too much corn that converts to sugar, too much wheat. Wheat has wheat germ with gluten in it, makes fattens us up. Too much salt. There's only four things. When I take people off four foods, their pressure drops. Salt, number one. Sugar, number two. Wheat, number three. Corn, number four. When you lay these on the altar, the pressure drops. It drops as much as 2 to 3 medications. Usually not right away, but you will see and drink water, eat living food, lots of veggies. Celery's wonderful. Salads are wonderful. Olive oil is wonderful. I put people on olive oil, not just a little. You say, just a teaspoon. No, I put them on tablespoons of good olive oil. Now, they can get a good olive oil, like Paul Newman's is a good one. You get it at Walmart,
now,
$9.
A lot of people they're addicted to the salt through the crunch of potato chips, corn chips.
That's an addictive food.
That's an addictive food, the corn chip. But I want you to know there is alternatives out there that taste as good and are just as satisfying, and it will get you away from it. It's amazing.
Well, get on nuts. I tell people, eat nuts. Again, we have so many studies out now that shows the power of nuts, not just salted peanuts. Everyone's thinking, I'm saying almonds, I'm saying walnuts, macadamia nuts, pecans. Now, don't salt them. And again, when you eat those nuts, they're satisfying.
Okay. We're out of time. We're out of time. Where's the off switch?
You get me going. I get excited.
Yes, glory to God. Come on. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, Jeremy. Help us here, son.
Thank you, Papa. You know, whatever we do, we must do it by faith. And even when it comes to what we put in our bodies, see, it matters what we eat. Just like it matters what we think, it matters what we say. We do it all by faith, trusting and seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
Did you know the foods you're eating could be damaging the 75% of immune cells that live in your gut, causing things like brain fog, fatigue, and weight gain? The good news is God wants you well and has given you everything you need to thrive. Dr. Dawn Colbert's newest book, Healthy Gut Zone, will transform your health when you learn how to take care of your digestive system. Dr. Don Colbert, a board-certified MD for more than 25 years, has helped tens of thousands of people get their health back on track. In his book, learn how you can eat to overcome diseases such as IBS, acid reflux, autoimmune diseases, and even brain-related conditions like ADHD and Alzheimer's. Discover the foods that contain healing properties for optimal gut health. It's more than a diet. It's a lifestyle built on God's principles of healing. Take your journey to good health with Healthy Gut Zone. Heal your digestive system, renew your mind, and restore your body. Order Dr. Don Colbert's latest book, Healthy Gut Zone, at a special price of $14.99 on kcm.org/victory offer. Or when you call 877-615-4267. Learn how a healthy digestive system is the key to a healthy brain and body. Get your health back on track to live a full and satisfied life. Offer good for 60 days. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Healthy Gut Zone by Dr. Don Colbert. You see, the more you learn about how the gut is connected to the brain, the immune system, and digestion, the more equipped you become to make the right choices that lead to good health. And this book tells you how to get healthy and stay healthy. And a large part of taking care of your body is putting the right things into it. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and it's important that you treat it that way. If you take care of your body, it will take care of you. And there are both spiritual principles and practical steps to living in divine health. And there is God's provision for healing and wholeness, and there are natural steps to getting healthy and being well in your body. So to order your copy of Healthy Gut Zone, go to kcm.org. And if you need prayer, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a prayer line that you can call. They have prayer ministers on staff who are licensed and trained in the Word of God. That means they will pray scriptures with you. That means they'll pray in faith with you and over your situation. And what you need to know is that God has a good plan for your life, and He knows the best way to get it back on track. Jesus redeemed you from the curse of the law, and that curse includes every bad thing. And if there's no curse, what's left? The blessing of the Lord. So determine that God's Word is the final authority in your life and don't quit. Contact our prayer ministers. Let us pray with you and let our good God do good things in your life. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Go to kcm.org/victory offer to download or request your free copy of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
My experiences at KCBC over the past 2 years have been awesome, discovering the calling and purpose that God has put in my life.
We were being taught on how to live our life on a daily basis, every day in the Word, to just completely focus on God.
Every person you meet is constantly pouring into you, whether it's your other students, whether it's faculty, pastors.
We're not the same people we were when we walked in those doors.
Discover your calling. Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.